The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. Woo. And there's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoop action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, and every win means more when you're playing on Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Pick live squares during the NBA playoffs, and you can win a trip for two to the NBA Finals.
Oh!
Yes!
Whoa.
To enter, just make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any part of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after a game is already in progress. You got that? Okay, listen. Y'all know we love Prize Picks over here. We like to get in the game, all right? Sometimes I can't go hooping, so instead, I play this way and I win big.
You scared me.
with Prize Picks, okay? It's a fun time. It's a fun time. Download the Prize Picks app today and use SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick ain't
it. Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Bangers. All the time. Welcome to Here's the Thing. Angel, church announcement.
Y'all already know what it is. We are on tour, and then yesterday I realized, because we going to places on a Tuesday and on a Wednesday. So I get it. Y'all got to go to work the next day. Get over it. Buy your tickets,
you
okay?
You hate that job anyway.
And listen, you hate the job, and we going to get you out of there. Don't you worry.
We're going to get you out of there?
Yeah, we're going to get you out of there.
You weren't going to be in bed no way.
You weren't. You're going to be sitting there looking at me on Instagram. So just come look at me on my face, in my face. So anyways, go to Linktree/ThatChickAngel, and all the cities are listed there as well as the links. We'll see you soon in June.
All right. Make sure to join us on the Patreon. I ain't going to hold you, YouTube. I'm not going to do this, but it did cross my mind.
Open up YouTube subscription.
Nope. Putting the whole podcast behind Patreon.
Oh, yeah, you did say that you were thinking about that.
I ain't said it publicly yet, but I sat there on a walk and I pondered.
Just drop clips?
I thought about it. The reason I ain't done it is because I remember when I was at work and I needed it. But business-wise, if it weren't for the Patreon, it would be over.
Listen, right. We've had 6 years of doing it for the people that needed it. I know it. Respectfully.
I know it. So just know that thought ain't never entered my mind, but it crept in and said, "Hey, Kel, what?"
Because a lot of the bigger podcasts,
a lot of them are like, man,
Joe Button, they all there behind.
I don't know that they do. They do something on public.
On
Patreon. They also get 20 million.
I was gonna say they do okay.
I thought about it, but I ain't gonna do it. But if you're thinking about it, summer hours coming up in July, last week of June to the first week of August, because of travel. All that jazz. We're taking July off.
Wedding season.
If you can't join forever, join for a month or two.
Yeah.
Hey, your funky little five. Chip in. All right, we got a lot to cover today. Angel, Joshy.
My God.
Did you watch Kevin Hart roast or did you just watch clips?
I watched the roast, the only portion that I missed because I had to go potty was a portion of Kevin roasting back.
Okay.
But I got all of the roasters.
So, fun fact. I could have been there.
I was like, why is Kevin not here?
I got invited by Netflix as a joke. And what happened is they emailed me and I looked at it and it was like, yo, we want you to come to the Netflix as a joke. Here's the shows. And I scrolled. And I got a lot going on right now. So I'm like limiting how much I do because my days are very busy. And there were so many shows that I never scrolled to the end. When I saw the show happening, I saw the people in the audience, and I was like, I wonder, did that invite extend?
Of course it did.
And I scrolled to the bottom, and I'm talking about bold.
Lo and behold.
The roast of Kevin Hart, I told Lissa, she said, give me your email, because I need you to know I done missed the museum opening, got invited by Oprah and Barack, years ahead. I done missed the roast of Kevin Hart.
You're consistent.
But I'm consistent. I got to scroll to the bottom. Sometimes I'm too efficient. You got
a lot going on, though.
I do.
It's not like you missed one email and you never get emails.
I said, man. It actually had a good day. We went to brunch.
That was Mother's Day.
We went to Mother's Day brunch.
So that would have been her Mother's Day gift? Because she would have won it?
No, I gave her stuff.
No, I'm saying that would have been a part of it.
Oh, yeah. Because I asked her, I was like, would you have wanted to go? She was like, I asked her, would you like to go even if it was Mother's Day? She was like, I would have went.
Yeah, because I know Melissa is not a fan of roast.
She does not like roast.
Right, I remember
that. But she does like comedy.
Yeah.
But I asked her, could I get roast? She was like, not if I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
I can't take it.
Her nor Mel, they're going to be like.
She didn't even like to hear his roast.
Were you guys going to fight
outside?
I remember her saying that, even though I was so drunk, I was throwing up everywhere. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You remember that?
You were drunk.
Shot crafts and cocktails that day, and Tony Valentino made me take a shot of bourbon I didn't want.
Gave me bourbon.
Yeah, but anyway. Uh-huh, go ahead, please.
I just was like, I got to scroll to the bottom of my emails. I'd be too busy. But low-key, I ain't tripping. I would have liked to be there, but I got to watch NBA games, some WNBA games. I got to take a nap of my life. Mm-hmm. It was a good day. Now, there's a lot to cover. Let's start with, because we ain't talked about it.
We haven't.
Where do you want to start? Let me let you talk first.
Do we want to let's do it like kind of an overall, and then let's go comic per comic. Okay. Overall, I thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was enjoyable to watch. I mean, it was 3 hours.
Big three to the face.
Three hours.
You thought it was over, and there was more stuff.
And more.
I thought Cat was the cherry on top.
Man, The Rock came out like a wrestler.
He flicked that cherry off the...
Yeah, he was like, I'm the cherry.
Finally.
Usher.
Which was so strange.
Then they wrote jokes.
I was like, no, the nigga can sing, so we don't really know all of the, we can't hear all the jokes because he's like actually singing down. He's not like eeny, meeny, miny, mo, hear this joke, how it go. We hearing all the riffs. Anyways, I thought it was okay. And I say okay and not phenomenal because I don't understand some of the picks of the dais.
Oh, I'm going to tell you why. I understand them perfectly.
Perfect.
I mean.
Because this is what I want to talk about too.
Maybe like financial wise, entertainment wise, I was like, I'm not feeling the dais.
What you mean entertainment wise, baby girl?
You're like, what? This is Netflix. It's a joke. This is Netflix. But I also feel like they could have did this. Still without that dais, without the dais that they picked out.
Right.
That's how I'll put it.
Explain dais.
The people.
It's like a panel. I don't know why they only use the word dais for roast.
No, they use it in conferences.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't never heard of it.
So is it like the variety of talent?
Yes.
It is the roster of people. The panel. Yeah. The people of the panel is the dais. Yes.
Deus ex machina, but not that dais. A different dais.
So that's my generalization of the whole thing. It was that it was okay, but that's only because of certain weird things that I was just like, why we make that choice?
I'm going to tell you two things. Mm-hmm. Netflix said, who do we get for this roast that helps our bottom line the most? Shane Gillis got a show on Netflix. You're hosting.
What show does he have?
Tires. Show he made himself. I think it's called Tires. It's a comedy. I think it's a half hour comedy.
Okay.
About him and his friends owning a tire repair shop.
I only know him from SNL.
No, he boomed after the SNL where he didn't get SNL for that racist Asian joke. That's how I heard of him.
He's not still on SNL?
Never got it. He never got SNL because of that secret podcast that he did where he was using Asian slurs. I'm thinking something else. He boomed after that. He has a show on Netflix. Tony Hinchcliffe. Also big in the, first of all, they want everybody watching it.
You think roast, you can't.
They want big white.
You need a Tony Hinchcliffe. Well, Tony Hinchcliffe's name
is
attached to roasting.
Yes. And Kill Tony. So Netflix did Kill Tony live after WrestleMania or during WrestleMania. So they want him on there and he's got big white fans.
Tony Hinchcliffe also made the Puerto Rico joke.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Jeff Ross is going to be on there.
Of course.
Yeah.
He was the white man that made sense.
Yes. He's the Roastmaster General.
Right.
He's always there.
I love how they added General. I said, they just going to keep adding. As soon as it's going to be Roastmaster General Emperor.
Right.
It's just going to keep being bigger. Go ahead.
Teyana Taylor is in that movie with Kevin Hart that the trailer just dropped yesterday, 72 Hours. That's why she was there. Kat, I think they just want to squash the beef. I don't know if that was Netflix's choice, Kat Williams' choice, or Kevin Hart's choice. Chelsea actually is friends with Kevin Hart.
Chelsea made sense. That's that what I lady made sense.
My first thing that I want to say is the best roast to me.
Don't skip over Regina Hall, though.
Oh, yeah. Regina Hall, actual friend. Plastic Cup Boys, Kevin's friends. Tiffany Haddish, Kevin's friend. I don't know how why she didn't get to go.
I wanted her to go.
You understand why I'm saying the why lineup she, of the roasters I get made you. No sense.
Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart's friend, he like helped her in the industry.
Yeah.
Nobody even said a joke about her. Regina Hall, they at least said Regina Hall, but I'm not making a joke because I don't know what you say. Tiffany Haddish, they didn't mention her name. They like they talked like she wasn't even on the
entire back row.
Yes.
Even with Ron Taylor.
Because yeah. Oh, Dwayne.
Yeah, he won. Honey, yeah. Boy, yeah. Honey, yeah. Sit
and
up here.
Dwayne Martin was up there too, beside Ron Taylor. But I think because they didn't know who all was going to be on that back row. When you are, are like told you're going to get to roast, typically you're told who the other roasters are so that you know everybody has a fair shot. Yes. Everybody is going to get to shoot at whoever has been given the opportunity to have the mic. But go ahead, please.
No. I agree with you completely. My thing is, what roasts in the past have that this one was missing to me, the biggest thing is friendship, camaraderie, or the appearance of it.
Correct.
If I were to roast Angel, y'all would know Angel is my friend, has been my friend for many years. Anything I'm saying to her or Josh or vice versa, or Tahir, Tony, Brandon Lewis, you understand I'm not saying these things, and I'm saying these things, but I don't mean them. The love is also real. Tony Hinchcliffe and them shooting at Cheryl Underwood, it don't seem like y'all even know who Cheryl Underwood is, and therefore the jokes don't feel like true Cheryl Underwood jokes. It's just like y'all want to get some black jokes off. And here's my biggest problem. It is hard, and I understand how roasting works. I get it. I was on roasting shows for many years at All Def. I said some diabolical things. Diabolical things were said to me. I said awful things. And after that, we went and had lunch together. I feel like y'all don't even know who Cheryl Underwood is. And what's worse, the jokes aren't even funny. They're big, hacky. You're so black, we can't see you at night. That was funny when I was 7. Mm-hmm. That was the equivalent of your mama's so fat, she sat on a quarter and squeezed the booger out of George Washington's nose. In 1993, I was like, oh, this is the pinnacle of comedy. In 2026, and then white people making that joke. Here's my thing, and I'm going to let you talk. The joke everybody's talking about is the Tony Hinchcliffe, George Floyd joke. He wanted to get that joke off regardless of the roast. That George Floyd had nothing to do with nothing.
He might have been saving it for this. This is the biggest roast platform ever.
He and a lot of comedians like him, they don't honestly care if they are funny. They more care if they're offensive.
Yeah.
That is a virtues. He probably sold so many tickets to his audience just by saying that joke.
Oh, yeah.
A little piece of me was so happy that he flubbed it. He messed the line up. Mm-hmm. And as a comic, you only get the one shot. He was like, Joe Floyd's down there, up there. Ah, kept going. The joke wasn't funny.
It was hacky.
George Floyd, you just wanted to get that off. And that part is like, yes, we know roasts are offensive. We know. But that was unrelated. Like, Cheryl Underwood, you was on a TV show. There was like, huh, honey child. That's not.
I don't know. Even but,
that's not funny. That's lazy. And that's not true.
That's, again, why I don't understand. This is the thing. Kevin is connected to enough extremely famous people that could have gotten maybe different eyeballs, but the same amount of eyeballs.
Yes.
So that's the reason why I'm like, Tony Hinchcliffe, you all don't have a relationship, and nor do you have a relationship with anybody on this day. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of out here. I also, what was Pete Davidson doing up there?
Podcast on Netflix.
So
I'm telling you, this is capitalism.
Yeah. That ruins the roast. Like, I used to watch every roast on Comedy Central.
Seen every single one.
Every single roast. It's probably one of my favorite styles of comedy is roasting, to be honest. Even though I'm actually a really nice person. I absolutely love a good headshot. But when you don't have a familial relationship, like you were saying, mm-hmm. you can't really tell jokes that are going to hit the way. Tony said, I wasn't offended by not a darn thing. I felt like he did exactly what he was going to 1,000%. Do. That's what he was hired to do. So yeah. nothing like made me go, how dare you? I was like, oh yeah, he's going to say this is what.
What he does.
This is what he does. Like, I wasn't expecting him to say anything that was going to make me be like, look at that soul in that man. What I didn't realize is how effeminate he sounded. Mm-hmm. I was like, why do they keep making these gay jokes? Yeah. And then when he opened his mouth, I said, oh, that's why they keep saying that. It's the sound of the cum in the back. So as I really, really wish they would have picked people who could have told jokes that would have been way more. Like, that's why, even though the Rock set was too long.
He was up there.
The whole sit on my leg thing.
Man, boy, you talk about a joke dragon. I said, all right, brother, either do it or don't. Because the amount of time it's taken. And also by that time, I kind of roasted out.
You're roasting. You think it's going to be over.
It's been a long time. I want to get back to my Woody puzzle.
It's when he was drunk already and having a good time. Oh, and why did he even wear a shirt if it's not going to be buttoned the right? What? It was
damn. Let me, Angel.
It was damn.
Let me. And I ain't even got to get as strong as The Rock. At this point, let it fly.
Me and Marcus were cracking up. He said, the first button is at his navel.
It's barely just holding the shirt together.
And it's silk, so you know it's falling apart.
It's Floppy McFlopperson.
And the fact that him and Kevin were dressed exactly alike is also with the, down to the diamond chain.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin Chain was shining too.
Which I know. I said, there's so many a diamond.
I said, brother, you got it. Oh, I got an Apple Watch.
I've got rings from Zara, and my wedding ring is now too small.
You so probably got JoJo's tuition for 2 years around your neck, maybe three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You probably got it on you.
But seeing The Rock definitely made me think of Blue Chew.
Of course.
So listen, the future of erectile function is here. Blue Chew Gold. It's changing the ways millions of men are having sex in 2026. The new arousal boosting formula combines passion and performance into one tablet that dissolves under your tongue for super fast onset. And we talking about that penis getting hard. No more waiting for a pill to kick in. No more moments ruined by performance anxiety. Just the results you want when you want them. Most ED meds only focus on blood flow, but Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow with two for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically ready, you're actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. The process is simple and all online. Get started today at bluechew.com and go for gold. Listen, this is about making your husband a trophy husband. And we talk, the trophy is with the meat in his pants. Don't you want that for yourself? Okay. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. We've got a special deal for our listeners right now. When you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get a third for free with promo code SK.
SK.
That's promo code SK.
SK.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Let me tell you what I loved about the roast now. And then I wonder what you love. Cheryl Underwood. She killed.
Of course.
Naeem Lynn.
He did great.
Killed. I seen him yesterday. He was like, man, you did good. Chelsea Handler.
Of course, she did amazing.
Was great. Mm-hmm. Those were my three favorite roasters. I was like, Cheryl still got it. She's been funny for a long time.
Yeah.
That was Chelsea Handler. First of all, last year, Nikki Glaser had the best set. To me, this year, Cheryl Underwood and Chelsea Handler.
The women are so much better at roasting than men.
Also, even just way more creative.
Regina Hall's whole approach was like, you talk about dark. I love it. I've been talking to your dead mama.
I was mad that nobody got the heaven joke. I was so mad that fell flat. I was like, these people don't know this nigga. That's why they're not laughing. When she was like, your mom says she's got to go because Michael Clark Duncan has been running that green mile into this pussy for the past whatever. And then she said, they run trains in heaven, the other heaven. And it was silent.
Because they don't know. They don't know his daughter.
How do you not know the joke? It was so, so over the line, but also so clever.
Because if you, that's like, if I know you, me, yes. Ain't no angel. If there's a joke where the double entendre for Marcus, Kai, Sai, yes. or Mar, I would get that because I know your children's name.
Yes.
If you don't know Kevin Hart's kid's name is Heaven
and
Hendrix, you and not get babies. And then, you know, mm-hmm. baby.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't get the joke, which goes back to my earlier point.
Yes.
You don't know him like that.
Yes.
For it to really hit. One of my favorite jokes is when Kevin Hart was going at The Rock. He said, man, why are you always doing that? You half black. You're always doing that hoogity hoogity. Put on some Air Forces.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fantastic.
Let me just say this and I'll go on to my favorites. Who I wish was a roaster, but I was like, they probably said, hell no.
Mm.
Was his ex-wife. I feel like that would have blazed the stage.
You want to be funny? Let's get hilarious.
Yes, I was like, if they would have let Tori skip her heart to that microphone.
That's a better name.
That's a maiden name. I just feel like if
a skipper is a maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I feel like that would have been just tremendous. Tremendous. I feel like we all would have probably been laughing till we bled out of our throats because she would have worked with great writers.
Well, Angel.
Just because we would have been able to. A lot of that. Okay. So anyways, actually, it was the three women were my favorite. I actually liked Regina's a lot.
She was my fourth.
But she was in my three. Naeem would have been my fourth.
Oh, okay.
It would have been definitely probably Cheryl, Regina, Chelsea. I knew Chelsea was going to kill. This is Chelsea's lane. Chelsea, even in her stand-up, it feels more roasty than it does just a regular ba-dum-ching. This bitch been doing it for a long time.
She really has.
Yeah, Chelsea.
She's had a lot of shows.
She's had a lot of shows. She's produced a lot of shows. That was my first show to get fired from. It's Chelsea's.
Which one was that? Chelsea Lately?
No. She had a scripted show. That the girl from that 70s show played her.
Mila Kunis?
No. The tall one who had.
Oh, Laura Prepon?
Is that her name?
From Orange and New Black?
No.
What's the show she was on?
Tall, thin.
What was the name of the show?
It's me, Vodka. It's me, Chelsea.
No. The show that the lady was on. The 70s show?
That 70s show.
Donna?
Yes, it's Laura Prepon. But Laura Prepon was she in? Yes, she was. She was in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, today.
Glasses on.
Oh, my God, today.
You didn't know?
Yes, I just.
Her hair, her face just popped in your mind?
I played her best friend.
In the scripted show?
Yes. And then they recast and got rid of the best friend character altogether.
They just get Angel and that whole idea the hell out of here.
They got rid of everybody who was a minority on that show. I'm dead serious. They got rid of me, Joe Coy, and a Latina girl. That was a nigga
for a minute. I mean, not nigga, but
I didn't know that until the roast.
I didn't know Cheryl Underwood's husband.
Neither did
died
I.
Died by suicide.
Neither did I.
That was a crazy way to find out. I said, man, why are they saying this? And I looked it up. I said, oh my.
I said,
okay.
And I wouldn't have known about Pete Davidson's dad being a firefighter.
That I knew.
I didn't.
That I knew.
I said, dang, that's
that was tough. The number one thing they were saying when he did the Riyadh Comedy Festival. So I thought his joke about, I got money that was owed me. I was like,
It was great. His set, him and Naeem set were two of my favorite of the men's.
Mm-hmm. Also, why does everybody seem to know Pete Davidson has a huge meat?
Just because he slept with so many beautiful women and he looks like that.
I was like, so it's just an assumption of meat size.
I think so.
And I said, why is this common knowledge that people and Pete Davidson's huge meat? I was like, yo.
Meat talk is definitely.
Meat talk, crazy.
Somebody said, Ariana said it.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Oh, Ariana kept talking about it. I don't be in white folks' business like that.
But she's so also this big.
She is. Me big. You small. Big vagina. You
remember that? No, curve? I'm saying like.
Oh, not small peen. Big vagina.
I'm just saying it also could be because she's small. That might could be why, perception wise. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't care about that man's penis. The ones that I thought. Oh, and I thought Jeff's was the Jeff.
He's pretty consistently good.
Jeff Ross.
He's had a couple of roasts, I feel like, in the latter part of his career that have been mediocre, in my opinion. Okay. Where it just hasn't been like I felt like his roast of Kevin was consistent through like every punchline had like some substance to it.
Yeah.
Only thing I disliked was his dancing. I was like, if he stop moving, white man.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, stop moving. I hate when white men be moving their bodies like that. But
they be moving their bodies like that.
Like it. Stop moving. Just stand there in the leather outfit and tell these jokes. Shane just threw me off. Shane's set was fine. He threw me off being the host. I just was like, this, why is he here?
I didn't get him, well, as a choice, but I feel like he forced his roasting jokes because he had to be the host of a roast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't love him as the host pick.
Yeah.
I agree.
I was like, what?
That was such a surprise.
I don't know. I mean, he didn't do terrible to me, but.
He didn't do great.
Yeah, he did, you know what I'm saying? He was
first,
up in there.
First joke he got off was Chelsea's a whore. I was like, all right.
That reminds me of, remember when Lisa Lampanelli used to be on them roasts?
Mm-hmm.
Same joke.
The woman always has to be the whore.
Lisa Lampanelli, I'd be like, okay, bro, we get it.
Whore.
And he made the bonsai tree joke.
Yeah, he did. I'm telling you, it's a sign to your audience that you gonna be. It's like the equivalent of me trying to protect black women. Like you gotta do what you do.
Say it. Yeah. Cheryl said, I'm glad you made some edits.
Man, listen.
Glad you made some
Cheryl
edits.
I was so happy. She went up there and she also had the comedic wherewithal to know part of being good is how long you up there. Because when you're up there for too long, then it'd be like, all right, she ain't drag. Her pace was good. Her jokes were rapid fire. She had good energy. She low-key brought the energy back up. Yeah. It kind of stumbled out the gates to me a little bit.
So go from Usher to Serena and Venus, we were all like, what the and hell was happening?
It was up in there. He got the stars.
But which made the roast just okay. Give me stars that are going to make us.
Well, tell me what you feel about Cat Williams.
I thought he was a great, he was probably one of the best choices they had to come out.
That was genuinely surprising to me. I never thought in a million years that Cat Williams would have shown up based on their beef.
I knew as soon as who set up that joke? It was Regina. Soon as she said this small package where it sounded like she was talking about Kevin, I was like, Money Mike. I couldn't remember Cat Williams' name to save my
life. Money Mike is good enough.
I was in the house with Brescia, and I was like, Money Mike. She was like, who? I said, Money Mike. Girl, I can't remember the man's real name.
Damon, I am a boy. You know what he said.
Yes. I said, Money Mike. Now he's short. Hair. Come on. And so once his voice happened, I knew as soon as she started to set up the setup, I was like, she's not talking about Kevin. I was like, oh, my God. It's Money Mike. I thought that was one of the smartest choices. And those were the smart choices that I would have loved for the Kevin Hart roast.
Yeah.
Is smart choices that are still going to get eyeballs to the thing. Because, yes.
Chris Rock.
I was like, where are the other
groups? I would love to see Dave. Chris and Dave, I would have just.
Chris, Dave, and if Eddie would have came out, because Eddie knows how to rip a, he like.
Eddie would have been crazy.
Let me tell you what, one of the funniest things, when we was working at All Def, we was trying to get Eddie Murphy for our Oscar So White counter party, and one of the people said, Eddie Murphy wouldn't come downstairs of his own house to accept our award.
Wait a minute, who said that? Women.
The man who did their crimes. He got that little, he ate that little one, but he didn't do them crimes, so I didn't want to say. Mm-hmm. And then people was like, yeah, you Right. You give him a warning, not coming downstairs. And then when I saw Eddie Murphy's house and being Eddie, I said, oh, that brother might not come across the hallway.
Oh, yeah, no.
His house, Angel. His house looked like a museum.
He probably disappears for weeks in that house. In different parts of the house.
The thing opened.
The house opened like doggone Tony Stark's house.
But it would have still even been funny had he sent like one of his children to do the roast. My dad said he's not coming.
Yeah.
These are the jokes that he wrote.
Tiana Taylor thing, I didn't get it. It was like, if she's actually there, that joke doesn't work. Like Tiana Taylor wasn't going to come, so we wrote these jokes for her. Yeah, and then she's there. I was like, well, then just say the jokes. I didn't get that.
Her exit was terrible.
But if that was them trying to like clear the air of they wrote jokes for her.
That's another thing.
But also, everybody had their jokes written.
Josh, but I need you to let me suspend disbelief.
Because Tom
just
Brady,
don't bring it up that they wrote the jokes for you. It's like
Tom Brady gave a hot 8 of nothing that he ever wrote in his life. Draymond Green said these people wrote these.
Yes. Just let me believe it that you wrote it. I know you didn't.
You wanted to believe
just
that those were.
Help me suspend disbelief. Okay? When I go to wrestling, I need to suspend disbelief. That's what I was going to say. Cat Williams coming out remind me of like when Stone Cold's the glass would shatter and you'd be like, Stone Cold is here. By God, Jim. Stone Cold is here. Like it had that feeling genuinely. Would you have thought he was coming prior to the setup joke?
I would have hoped, actually.
I'm going to tell you, I don't be thinking about nothing. So I was genuinely surprised.
No, those were the two people that I would have hoped, The Rock and him.
Yeah. The Rock, I felt like he had to be there. I was actually surprised he wasn't up there early. But Kat, I wouldn't ever. Because they didn't like each other. Kat did not like Kevin Hart for real.
I know.
For many years.
That's why I was like, oh, please bring him. Yeah. And after all this mess, this man to talk, come on and talk some more into this microphone.
Yeah. Because
it's going to be funny. If they were going to have white dudes, they should have had Jack Black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. One of the funniest jokes that was said was Chelsea when she said, Tony, you have the face of a school shooter. As well as the face of the first one to get shot. The personality of the first one to get shot.
That was so
such
good.
Such a great joke.
I was like, this is what I like.
That was such a great joke.
This is the type of shit I like. I also.
Draymond Green saying to Chelsea that he ate this little one. I don't hit threes.
Yeah, that was great.
That's clever.
Yeah, that was great. The best joke of the night was, I know you want to beat this pussy harder than you were beating on them windows at the Capitol on January the 6th.
Oh, that was so good.
That made everybody stand up out of their seats. Yeah. I said that was
And you know
brilliant.
What? If she told me it was improv or even lied to me that it was improv, I would believe her.
Well, I believe Cheryl wrote her jokes.
Oh, no, I think I was,
but
no,
he's saying even if she was, saying, that was just a.
Oh, either way. Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
of how they were coming at her, she's like, okay, I got this one for
And
you.
She delivered.
Yes.
Like,
her timing was good for roasting.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to deliver off prompter, like with the energy of like a prepared set.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she delivered. Mm-hmm.
And she had energy. You know, a lot of these, these lazy energy. Deliveries. And you know.
You got to chalant me, baby. Don't nonchalant me.
They really were the non of the chalants. And the part that of the thing I hated the most was Kevin on that microphone during people's set as they begin to bomb. I was like, don't save them.
Don't save her.
He'd be like, yeah, come on. Don't move on. Now, come on now. Don't. I want to be like, I want to be like, Kevin, just let them bomb so we can move on. You are prolonging this.
Do the joke. You got to say it. You
got to say it.
And I'm like, and now the joke isn't funny because you're laughing so hard and it's not funny no more. You know what else isn't funny?
What?
Is playing with your money in a way that doesn't allow you to get the money that you're supposed to have. Mm. This is why I'm so glad that support for today's episode comes from Square.
Square!
And they've got big news. During Square's biannual releases event, they launched a wave of innovative new tools to help local businesses run faster, smarter, and more profitability. From AI that answers your toughest business questions to tech that simplifies food orders and tracks every dollar, It's all live and built for businesses like yours. Whether you're starting fresh or scaling fast, Square helps you keep up and go ahead, get ahead. And right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square's hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/SK.
SK?
That's SQUARE.com/go/SK.
SK.
Visit Square to get started because the right tools make all the sense. Actually, we use Square on tour to sell our merch, which we hopefully will see you there. And it made, because listen, let me tell you, when I don't be knowing what I'm doing, it shows. And Square made it very easy for me to look like I know what I'm doing. And I was able to make my sales. Okay, take every payment type from tap to pay to Apple Pay to invoices. Manage your staff, payroll, and schedules in one place. Sell online or in person with Sync Inventory. Access your money instantly with Square Checking. Square launched its most powerful tools yet, designed to give local businesses a competitive edge without the complexity. If you're ready to sell smarter, run faster, and stress less, right now you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/SK. That's SQUARE.com/go/SK. Run your businesses smarter with Square. Get started today. Now, also, y'all know May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. And do you know what that means?
What?
That means, at least to me, that I am taking the time to not only check in for real, my mental health, but I'm also letting other people know that it is important for them to do the same and that we have to be more open about our mental health and checking in on each other and prioritizing the steps to make sure we stay in good mental health. And the goal isn't just to talk about mental health. It's actually take action and get people real support. But when you try to do that, it's still way harder than it should be. A lot of online therapy doesn't accept insurance at all, which means even during a month focused on mental health, you're stuck paying out of pocket or signing up for expensive monthly subscriptions. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 120 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per month. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Because the whole point of Mental Health Awareness Month is making sure people actually get help, not just think about it. And Rula sticks with you throughout your journey, checking in to make sure your care is actually helping you move forward. Mental Health Awareness Month is your reminder to finally take that step. This is one of the easiest ways to actually follow through. No wait lists, no frustrating back and forth. Appointments can be made as soon as tomorrow. Go to rula.com/SK.
SK.
To get started today. That's RULA.com/SK.
SK.
For quality therapy that's covered by insurance. This Mental Health Awareness Month, don't just think about your mental health. Actually take steps to take care of it. Visit rula.com/SK to get started.
SK.
That's RULA.com/SK.
SK.
You deserve mental health care that works for you and not against your budget. You know, they're getting smarter and they're putting those things in the middle and at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we don't need it at both places.
But you're going to put it in there.
They said, but it's there and you better do it.
Thank you.
All right. You want to move on, Angel?
Hold on. Let me think. What was your least favorite? What did y'all think about Usher? I want to talk about some of the unconventional things. Tell the truth. Don't bite your lip.
Honestly, I thought, one, it was extremely unexpected to see Usher there. You're literally like, why is Usher here? And then equally unexpected that they wrote jokes to his lyrics, or they swapped his lyrics out for jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, it's different. How long are you going to be up there? Because where is this going to go?
Yeah.
And then the cherry joke, and I was like, ah. It's not a joke that lands normally. Well, it's not a joke in the shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Kev, you're up.
I just want to say one thing. He missed some notes.
Oh, yeah. He did.
He missed some notes. And I said, oh.
I did. It was one part where I was like, oh, babe, you got it. You got it bad. But it happens to the best of them.
Me. I said, oh, no.
It happened to the best.
I did not like
that. You said, Usher.
It was hard. I didn't like it.
He missed some in the live show I saw in Vegas. But I was also.
You know what? It's okay. Yeah. You might miss a layup, but you can still win the game. It was tough.
I don't know why they made him sing jokes. Musical comedy is one of the hardest forms of stand-up. So why would they do that to him who is not a comedian?
Also, You Got It Bad was great.
You Got It
Your
Bad.
Your joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Women are funny. You don't have to be in the kitchen. Don't! Me and Josh shook hands, shake my hand. And my finger went like this.
Ew. Said, I thought we were going
to
talk about this.
I had to because Angel just messed with my hand.
This could have been an offline conversation.
Angel, when he did it, we were like, Josh was like, let's never speak of this again.
Oh, yeah, because y'all definitely had sex. That's what that was.
That was so weird.
That was intercourse.
It was so weird.
I'm
going to tell you what.
Go ahead. No, please.
No, I talk too much.
I thought all the famous non-comedian, which I'm used to there usually being a famous, when you're roasting people, roasting non-comedians was not a thing that I felt like when it was on Comedy Central they did. They always roasted a comedian. They did not roast people who were not comedians.
No, they did Bieber and Martha Stewart Snoop.
Was that on Comedy Central?
Mm-hmm. That Justin Bieber roast, his team, Scooter Braun said that helped his career.
I thought that was on Netflix. Netflix
the first one. Tom Brady was the first one. Almost all of those are on Comedy Central.
Okay, so yeah. My brain moved them over. Huh? Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
They moved them over.
Yeah, I was like, Netflix did it.
And Flavor Flav.
Now I remember the Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know. I put all those celebrities on Netflix.
Tom Brady was the first Netflix roast.
Okay, so I take that back. Anyways, I am used to, I do understand that you have to pull people over from the industry, write jokes for them.
Yeah.
But the Serena and Venus, I was like, I don't even know what they're saying.
I think it was just, maybe they just wanted star power.
But it's still.
Like, look who pulled up.
This is not his birthday party. If it was his birthday party, that would make sense. Lizzo, I would have enjoyed more, but she laughed through her whole set. And I wanted to be like, calm down.
And she had some good jokes in there.
Yes, I know.
When she said Shane Gillis looked like somebody trying to draw Buzz Lightyear from memory.
It was a great joke. And she said, I just came up with that. I was like, I believe it. Stop laughing so we can be the audience.
Yeah, that little hood that Buzz Lightyear wears.
Oh, he definitely looked like
it. Is she the one who said that Jeff Ross looks like the inside of a clam?
I think that was Big J Okerson.
I laughed so hard at that.
I think so. I don't remember who said it. Well, anyways, I thought a lot of the non-traditional elements were terrible, including the sound effects. I'd be like, Kevin, you're making the jokes corny now. He was like, cock it one more time. Come on, one more time. Hit him. Just give us the joke, Kevin.
You know Kevin Hart like his spectacle, nah?
Yeah, you know who did that, though?
Who?
Jerry Seinfeld opened the door for him to do that. I still remember Comedians in Cars where he said, you need to start adding visuals. You need to, like, you are the one that can take stand-up comedy and make it more bigger. And since
I didn't see that episode.
Oh, yeah, it was a great episode.
I love that show, by the way.
After that, he did that one where he talked about
fire?
Was that the one with the zebra?
Deerbra, yep.
And then he had like visuals behind him, looked like eyes. That was after that, Jerry. And okay. I was like, it's that white Jewish man's fault.
Comedians in Cars getting coffee.
But yeah, he was like, because you got to take on, you calling yourself the rock star of comedy, take on that persona. And I wanted to be like, stop it. But anyways, congrats to Kevin. Congrats to Naeem to having a phenomenal, I expected nothing less.
Yeah, Naeem killed.
I expected for his to shot. Be so good.
I thought
and
all
it
the
was.
Couple boys. I thought Spank would get to go too. And
oh,
Boss.
I knew they weren't getting up out of that mic.
I thought.
I knew they weren't getting that mic. Not that they aren't good comedians. I knew they weren't going to let. When
they
I saw
probably
them,
have the inside stuff that'd be really funny.
When I saw them, all them white men, I said, okay, no, the black men are not going to talk. And when I saw his barber back there, I said.
They had their own tequila bottle. I was like, oh, they're not getting up.
Yeah, the barber and his trainer. I said, what is this day? What is happening? But no, it was still enjoyable. It was cool. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, Angel.
Yes.
Let's jump in. Stephanie said, how them people should have stayed on that cruise ship. This comedian called this hantavirus, Hannah Montana virus. When I was at a show this week, and I said, but like, we'd be funny.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, what's your fear factor for hantavirus?
None.
Me neither.
Zero.
I have no fear of this.
Transmit the same.
I think I just would pray the Lord would be like, come on, y'all. I just did this to y'all, or I let it happen. 2020, although 2020 was 6 years ago now, which
it's crazy.
That don't even seem. I was looking through some pictures of the boys because I've been crying a lot for JoJo's graduation or preparing to cry.
Promise week.
And promise Friday.
Yeah.
Graduates next Friday. Dang. I was taking him to school today. He's just loving that me and Melissa are falling apart at the seams.
Yeah.
I said, JoJo, I got two more Tuesdays. Okay. I got one more take you to school this week. Two more take yous next week. And he ain't been going. Yesterday or Monday.
He got that senioritis.
Oh, my God. Melissa went in his room. 7:30. He supposed to be leaving. Right? And JoJo gets dressed very quiet. He'll get up, get in the shower. He don't make a whole bunch of noise at all. Melissa go in his room, 7:32. Boy, get up. We got to go to school. Usually he's late. He's like, okay, I'm going to come. He came in our room. He was like, Melissa's like, you don't want to go to school? He was like, ah. She was like, boy, go lay down.
He's like, I got accepted to college.
I'm like, going where I got to go now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not... I'm hopeful that it doesn't take over the globe. I also don't believe that under this administration, we would even take precautions the way it happened in 2020.
Against his loins.
I think, and now we live in a state where usually the governor and mayors are precautious, but I think the United States overall, a lot of them Texas, they're going to be like, what virus? Georgia, South Carolina, we're big Republicans. They like, we're not doing that stuff. I've already seen people like, don't take the jab. I was like, we people probably just going to die.
Yeah.
That's fine. Whatever pandemic we have next is going to take us out.
It's going human race.
Absolutely. We're about to
be that's gone. Why I'm just not going to eat lunch. It's going to be unhealthy today because you said that.
That's not what he
means. No, that is what you mean. I don't know when the next pandemic is going
to
start.
If you want to talk about other stuff that we weren't supposed to talk about before this podcast, you were already decided on eating In-N-Out, so don't you drag me in.
But then you really, I had wavered. I was wavered. I was like, no, I wavered. Now I'm getting.
That's a lie, man.
I was going to get a single. Now I got to get a double. Because it might be another pandy, Josh. I might not be able to go to In-N-Out no more. My arm might fall off.
Another pandy?
Might be another pandy. All right, moving on, Angel.
Moving on.
WNBA has started.
Oh, that was quick. That was hantavirus, and then now we're...
We talked about Kevin Hart for a long time. I want to make sure we cover some other stuff.
Okay, let's go.
Early thoughts on some of the games you watched over the weekend.
Oh, my God, so many games I watched. I mean, I feel like I watched every game. Them girls, them women.
Let's talk about your favorite then, Angel.
Oh, my God. Favorite? That's hard. That's so hard to do because I have so much respect. For all the women. And, you know, the teams that won, man. I was like, dang, y'all played a better game than your opponent.
They did.
And that's what it is. I mean, the talent we see.
The pool is there.
And, you know, I feel like there was a lot of hype around the WNBA. Like 2 years ago, and wow, it's now becoming more commonplace. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't seem odd that a person would know about the WNBA or know about the women that are leading in the league. I feel like this year, it's truly being threaded into the American fibers of our obsession with sports. And you know, Asia Wilson. It's not AJA?
It's pronounced Asia. It is AJA. But okay, that apostrophe, you use it. Asia, the country.
Asia 2s are coming out.
I know.
Asia 2s.
They look fire.
With the
she got some.
I need all
yes,
the colors.
Yes. She got some colorways.
So wait a minute. Her mother added more sounds with the apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Asia. Which one is it? Asia. Asia. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl. I feel like, again, she's about to have a phenomenal season. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's the can't stop, won't stop with her. She gonna have to go home.
Now, I watched the first game, Mercury. Mm-hmm. The Mercury versus the Aces. When I tell you, Aces got blown out. Blown out on their home floor on ring night. Aces got a ring that has three rings. Main ring, click this out, take it out, sub ring, open that, kind of like an engagement ring, all in one. They got them rings, went on that floor, and got smacked around.
Yeah, because they want to get people, they love to start slow. Yeah, they want to have people make them the underdog so that they can bite them in the butt. That's like how
they
finished
last season. They won 16-0 or something like that. Let me tell you what I noticed. The Mercury got a white girl from Serbia cooking. Them Jokic, her name is Jovana Nogic.
They're just getting silly.
Nogic, Jokic, Jokic, Jovic, Nogic.
That's like us having Smith, Smythe, Smooth, Smosh, Smith, Smith, Smith.
Angel, this white girl, I mean, couldn't miss. But then they played the Sparks and they won. Yeah. Angel got started off slow, but she finished strong, had a key steal, and she had a game-saving block. Dream won their first game. Paige Beckers played Caitlin Clark and the Fever. Caitlin, she had 20 points, but she had a low field goal percentage. Paige is a really good guard. That number one pick, AZ, I think it's pronounced AZ Fudd, she ain't played that much. They're questioning them picking her, even though I think it's a good pick.
You're shaking.
I'm doing restless legs.
I can't hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing my leg. Olivia Miles, black girl from Notre Dame, finished at TCU. She fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
She fit right in.
Like a glove. That's what I said.
Like a glove.
I said, she been here.
The retooled sky looked good. Rekia Jackson. It's like they got rid of Angel, and then they like, we going to retool the roster.
Yeah, they were going to have to because people were looking at them like, what is y'all doing?
Yeah, the Valkyrie 2-0, they got defense is crazy. WNBA has a lot of competitive games. I be enjoying myself.
I don't know how Angel does it when you were like, you just said she started off slow and she finished strong. How do you be that much of a baddie and doing so many other things and then have to still go to practice?
And lock in.
It's just no
she's super
way.
Competitive though. I think that's what it like. I think she understands that basketball is the key to all of this. Mm-hmm. Although I know she's such a celebrity now, if she never played another thing in the NBA or WNBA, she would still be a star.
Yeah.
But basketball and being good at basketball is her engine to everything. She's won at every level. I believe she won a high school championship. She won the national championship at LSU. I believe if she can win a championship here, she's gonna be all right. She's gonna be all right either way. All right, moving on. That man who stole Beyonce's music just pled and he got 2 years in prison. Pled this morning. This was on the way to the podcast. He stole a lot. He broke into an SUV, stole some bags and some laptops from her choreographer. On one of those laptops that had unreleased music. And he was up for like, I think 5 or 6 years. And he pled guilty. He got 2 years. Mel said he was on parole. Because I was like, 2 years seems like a lot for a stolen laptop. But apparently he was on parole. Angel, your thoughts as a beehive.
Of him getting 2 years
in probation? Yeah, the alarm. That's funny.
Because I don't know how much, depending on how much, well, yeah, I guess Beyonce music has a high value. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were to steal diamonds versus stealing somebody's Walkman. Okay.
Right.
There's definitely a difference, I think, in what it would be the penalty. So when you steal something as valuable as music from Beyonce that's unreleased, two years.
But
yeah.
How do you, as the judge or jury or prosecution, if I'm stealing your laptop, Angel, your laptop right now, and I don't know you got unreleased music on it, like, how do you weight music?
I think by the artist. Obviously, it's different than if one of us were to make a song.
You got 2 margaritas coming out.
Listen, okay? And so he would be for life, just like the murderers. You're not getting out. No chance of parole. You threw away your life, nigga. I think it depends on... It's just like if you were to steal a painting, you know... Did my son make it or
Rembrandt?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know the value by the artist that created it. And so while he didn't know this, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Can you imagine? You still laptop and you like Beyonce new song four final. I'd be like, oh my God.
I
don't even want this laptop no more.
I'm like, well, I guess let me go ahead and make these TikToks from this new sound because I'm not going. gotta get something out of this.
Like that, you know that kid who was dancing when his mom was like, no, do TikTok.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you want to do TikTok?
Come on, I need 100. Tell me what you want. Come on. Tell me what you need. Yeah. Oh, I would be pissed if I were here.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like, I thought this was Bernard's laptop. Nigga, I didn't know he was working for Beyonce. I heard him say that shit, but nobody believed him.
Bernard is hilarious.
Nobody believed he was working with Beyonce.
Oh, that's funny, Angel. I thought this was Bernard's laptop,
shit,
y'all.
That nigga been lying since middle school. How are we supposed to know he's telling the truth now?
This time when I really need you to really be lying.
Right.
I don't want this laptop.
I would have been hot if I made that dumbass mistake.
I would just be like, man, that's why I just need to get a regular job. Right. Sitting in jail day one. And then that music just never came out.
We never even heard it.
We didn't even hear it. Mm-mm. What if it's act three and he already heard it?
I mean, he'll have that to keep him comfort in his two years in jail.
2 years is long.
That's a lot. That's Christmases.
That's two Christmas.
That's two Christmas. That's two
Christmas.
That's four seasons a year.
Yeah, and you can't go to the Four Seasons.
Oh no.
Because you're in jail.
Oh, yeah.
All right, people want to know how was Mother's Day for you, Angel. Marcus made them salmons and them lobsters.
And the scallops.
Man, that's shrimp. When I tell you, I said, boy.
Him love me.
He cooked. He had the black gloves on. I know he ain't playing about it.
Mm-hmm. He made the kids. Little Marcus had to season the stuff. It was great. It was my best mama's day.
Ever? Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. It just felt good. Went to church, even though my kids made me lose a prize because they were like, we want to give a prize to the person who has the most kids here. And I said, these niggas is at home.
Hilarious.
Because the person who won had four kids, so they would have to give both a prize. I would have been
like, your kids didn't go with you to Mother's Day? That's the black mama gift.
Well, because it wouldn't have been a gift because I would have had to help them get ready and yell.
Oh, the gift was freedom to go worship freely.
Yeah, let me go get with the Lord by myself.
I get that.
Yeah, and so they cleaned and cooked. Brisha and Brave met me at church.
I seen that sweet little baby.
Listen, she had her tambourine.
Do you tell her about me?
All the time.
Good.
I was like, my children saw you on something. They said, is that Uncle Gav? And I wish I could remember what the heck it was.
Get your memory in there.
I think you had on a wig or something. Because I think one of them asked, did he grow his hair out? Said, oh, no, he didn't. And then I went to a baby dedication at a different church. So I hit two churches. Bow, bow.
Oh, double save.
Yeah.
Went to church twice?
I was just for the baby dedication. But I was with the Lord.
You was late?
No, the baby dedication started directly after a service, so I finished my service, drove over.
You be going to some stuff.
People invite me. I try to make it. If it's in the valley. If it ain't in the valley, I ain't never heard of it.
Once you got to hit the 101 or the 405,
I'd be like, what are you talking about, huh?
You might as well be today. In Phoenix. Tucson.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's going to take me 3 hours. Like, I can't do it. We going to Vegas? And then I picked up my mother, and so we watched. Okay, so my mama is like a lot of black older women. There's a genre of movie and artists that they love. I have one more ad. Mm-hmm. Let me do the ad, and then I'll finish the statement.
All right.
Listen, we trying to get healthy, ain't we? We trying to do right. Summer's around the corner. Come on.
I'm eating vegetables.
Listen, where fad diets fail, Green Chef delivers real food and recipes that make healthy eating easy and lasting. With Green Chef, every week you get over 40 recipes with organic produce and responsibly sourced proteins. Nothing that you can't pronounce. Meals come pre-portioned and ready in minutes. And if you want guidance beyond the plate, they include free unlimited one-on-one nutrition coaching that helps you stay on track. That's actually really dope. Green Chef is the only certified clean meal kit. tested by the Clean Label Project, and the most sustainable meal kit with 20% less food waste and 100% offset delivery emissions. That's actually also really dope. Come on, Green Chef. I like y'all. I like them. I've used them before, and I think you should too, because you'll love them as well. Hit to greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use 50SK. Uh-huh, to get 50% off your first month, then 20% off for 2 months. That's code 50SK.
50SK.
At greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK.
So, like, my mother is like a lot of black women that are older. There's a certain genre. They are the type that keep the procedural shows on on the air. They like the NCIS's.
Columbo.
Yeah.
From Columbo, Matlock to NCIS New Orleans. You think they, your mama ain't watching NCIS New Orleans?
Is it Columbo or Palumbo? Is it Columbo? I don't know why my brain was like,
Columbo used to have that.
Hector Man, right?
Man, he used to do the walk away.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, and one more thing.
Yes. My mother loves
you
all of that.
She was a Delta, but you're wearing pink and green.
Mm.
And he used to be like,
he got me.
I couldn't wait for Columbo to turn around.
Oh. His trench coat never got washed.
There's just one more thing. I'm not that smart of a guy. How about you help me understand?
Yeah.
Why the knife was in the kitchen already? They could never understand.
So she loves all that. Loves it. Loved Monk. Loves all those shows. So
Monk.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's also, listen, she was a Chuck Norris fan.
Oh, Chuck. Chuck Norris had the grandmas and the aunties in a vice grip.
Okay.
Texas Walker Ranger. Man.
Yes, Texas Walker, Walker, Texas. Texas
Walker Ranger.
Yeah, you go.
All my grandma, my cousins, everybody's house we went to.
Yeah.
When Walker was in season, don't matter where you are, he going to be on that TV.
Yes, my mama loves Steven Seagal. There's a.
Is that Jason's daddy?
Who?
Jason Momoa.
No, Jason Seagal.
Oh, no.
I'm in this era of trying to
that put would together be hilarious.
The lineage, because there's so much lineage that I'm like, well, that Ooh, makes sense.
Yeah,
that's hilarious, Jason Seagal. Jason, that's Seagal.
Yes. Well, I mean, tomato, tomato, well,
Fred
man. Siegel.
What do we talk about? So,
Fred Siegel, I know that store.
So my mother is that woman. So she was like,
Beanie Siegel is his dad.
There we go. I break into the house and she's excited. I make her a tray of snacks while the food is getting cooked. So it's got crackers, her spicy pepper jack cheese, some cherries, stuff that she like. And she's like, so we're going to watch a movie. And I was like, of course. And so we found the perfect movie that came out like 3 years ago called Family Plan with the new Steven Seagal of it all.
Jason Statham?
No, that's what Marcus said. And I was like, no, Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg?
The reason why I say that is mama loves action, but not gory. She love a good, I'm going to whoop your butt. But if there could be a little punchline here or there, it's perfect.
And Mark Wahlberg going to give you that.
Oh, yeah.
He going to give you that.
So when I tell you, she was happy as a pig in mud. Just, it was so
she funny. Watched movies with her arms crossed?
Mm-hmm. And what was so funny, we started the movie. The movie was 7 minutes in, and she said, and let me tell you what this man said to me at work.
I mean, and Angel, 7 minutes for you, and you're awake.
Yeah, I'm wide awake.
That's what I thought you were about to say.
No, 7 minutes in. She said, let me tell you, and told me a 15-minute story.
You missed the whole first act.
I paused it. I said, because once there wasn't like a closing like sentence, she was like, she said, because he's going to tell me and Jacqueline that we can't, and I was like,
just hold on, Steven, Marky Mark.
And she didn't even comment on me pausing it. And she just went in and she was like, and I hung up. I was so mad. Hung up because I will never trust him. And da 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 da.
You then, really are one of your mom's little friends.
Oh, yeah.
That is your friend for real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when she finished, she said, I'm sorry. I just had to say that. And I said, so what happened that made you just, she said it was something that they just said in the movie that made me think of it. And I said, got it. Press play. We watched that movie. She watched some of the Kevin Hart roast. And then what was a blessing was that then my eldest son drove her home.
Wow.
And I didn't have to. He drove her home and put in a light bulb.
Oh my God.
In her laundry room.
I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, and then he drove back home.
How you dealing with it?
I love it. I'd be like, go get the get the thing. That's so I didn't got to do the thing.
When JJ first got his, it was like, man, run to the store. The being able to push off, run to the store to your kids. Oof. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanksgiving, Isaiah, run and get some rolls. As soon as you get back, man, they need cups. Yeah. As soon as you get back, plates.
Yeah.
But father, cheese. Go, man, go get me a sugar plum Danish.
Yeah.
I want you to get, this is part of the problem. You need to start hating that you got a license.
Yeah.
Around the holidays, if you ain't going to be cooking or cleaning, you're going to be running to the stove.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what we forgot till we need it.
Yeah.
Got to get in there.
Got to. And my kids bought gifts with their own money for me and my
mother. That's great.
That was great. Lil Marcus got me a jewelry holder, and Kai got me these really gorgeous earrings. I was like, Kai, I almost bought these. I said, you knew. You knew.
Boys are 10?
11.
Oh, God.
Amar made me open his Mother's Day gift on Friday. He would not allow me to wait.
Listen to me. While I got you, I got some constituents I got to visit on Sunday. Listen, open it up now. You're gonna see. I want to see you open my up on Mother's Friday.
Yeah, he said. I said, but Mother's Day is Sunday. I said, you don't want me to wait till then? He was like, no. And then I tried to throw away the gift bag. And he was like, he looked at me. I said, put this in the recycle. And he was like, why? And I said, do you want me to keep it? He was like, yes, to remind you of your favorite color. Because it was a red gift bag. So now the coaster that he made me with the gift bag in the card are sitting on the credenza so that he knows.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't you need to frame it, matter of fact. Shadow
Box. Six?
Yeah.
God dang it, man.
Lamar six. I remember his face was red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the band right before the panty.
He used to be up in there when he was playing game night. He would be up in there. And the videos from that racism office,
yeah,
he was in there.
Yeah, because I had to bring him. I had to feed him from my tits.
We didn't have no money for no daycare.
I had to explain to him yesterday because I was doing a live because, you know, we got to sell these tickets. And I was like, Marcus, we'll be doing a live every day. And then I said, oh, we're doing a show on Tuesday, so we got to give ourselves grace.
For sure.
I was like, people got shit to do on a week. But anyways, I said, Amar, because I already knew people were going to be like, hey, landlord. And he was going to be like, "What? Who is that? Why are they calling me landlord?" And so I was explaining it to him. He said, so I own this house? I said, absolutely not. Then I had to explain why Tony called him the Republican.
You mean to tell me I own this house?
He's like, I own this. Great. Get
home,
out.
Home equity line of credit now.
I'm pulling it.
But yeah, it was a great Mother's Day. I feel so blessed that I am a mother of four amazing boys. And I, even though my husband did end up making me bake at the end of the night.
You know, so we took Melissa to Mastro's.
Ooh, nice.
Thousand Oaks. Not nice.
You don't like that one?
No. They got over on Mother's Day.
They're the ones. Did we ever tell you about our Valentine's date there?
Mm-mm.
This last year? Well, go finish your story first.
They charge $150 a person, which Mother's Day pricing. I get.
So is it a preset menu?
No. Buffet, or you can order from the...
There's Mastro's in general are starting to do those experiences more.
Where for $150, like, Joshy.
No, it's expensive.
I demand a certain level. Because my kids is...
Did it come with a butter cake?
The butter cake's dessert was a mini.
Oh, God.
On the menu, it's like, oh, you get butter cake. And I'm like, oh, cool. Because that's their best. That is one of the best desserts in LA. And I'm like, okay, this is going to make up for it.
Mastro specifically.
Especially the one in Malibu. The butter cake is almost the size of like a Girl Scout cookie. Not hot. Room temperature and hard.
What?
You know what?
Yes. Something's, like it was baked 3 days ago.
Something's awry there. I think something changed recently. Because when we first started going there a couple years ago, we've only been like three times to that one. It was really good. Service was amazing. Everything was great. We went on Mother's Day. We went on Valentine's Day, and they gave us a table. I mean, I got a reservation. It was a little late. We still got a table in the bar area. So basically, the high tops, they open those up for reservations. We ordered our food. We ordered way too much food, so we got a lot of stuff boxed up to go. Mm. This is where something went awry. We're sitting there waiting. We just ordered the butter cake, the dessert, and our food hasn't came back. And mind you, we probably had, because you always get too much food at a steakhouse, no matter what. And we probably had less than a quarter of the three sides, and we shared a steak. We probably got halfway into that steak, so we got a big one. So I was like, cool, we could have some snacks later. We took an early dinner. Cool. Our food doesn't come back. One of the food runners came out. He's like, hey, I think there was something. Somebody got confused about your food. And I was like, huh? And he's like, yeah, sorry about that. Then he left. Our server comes back. Hey, how's it going? You guys still waiting on the dessert? It was like, yeah, we also heard there's like a mix-up with our food. She's like, oh, let me go check on that. She came back. She's like, yeah, so we gave all your food to the wrong table.
You told me about this.
And I was like, what do you mean?
The leftovers.
Yes. So they're like, we can remake it and like box it up. I was like, I'm not going to take a hot steak home. What do you mean
remake it? Let me tell you who would have taken it.
Oh, I surely fucking would have.
You know who would have been like,
oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, remake it.
She's
thank
like,
you.
Well, we can give you a gift card to come back another time. I was like, I don't want to be back here. She's like, we'll just take it off the bill. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Oh, yes. No, remake it and take it off.
Let me tell you what. We went on tour with Angel for 8 months.
Uh-huh.
This woman, we had times where we leave in the restaurant at 1 a.m., flight at 4 a.m. Angel got half a chicken left, whatever. We used to, sometimes we would have some meals. Angel be like, box it up.
Box it.
I said, Angel, we about to get on a box.
There's no fridge in there.
I don't. Stink. Angel, Lakita,
in the room.
Marie, Moore. Angel, Lakita Moore. Thank you. My homegirl's Lakita's middle name is Marie.
Oh,
Angel, Lakita Moore Tanksley said, if I pay for it, I'm taking it, and not the fake take it, and I'm leaving it in my room. I'm eating it on the plane, on the train.
Yes.
I was mad.
If she paid for it and y'all messed it up, matter of fact, I'm coming to the kitchen now.
Yeah, because y'all need to be watched.
That's why I was so mad. I actually don't mind. I don't mind paying for a lot. Don't make it 150 when it ain't worth 150.
Correct.
Prime rib, pre-cut, nobody cutting it. Little hams. They over-index. They think they throw a whole bunch of seafood out there. Now it's worth 150. This seafood been out forever. Y'all just raising the price. Y'all ain't giving me the service of that.
That's egregious. I'm glad I heard about that because I was curious how those experiences are.
And you know what's crazy? Because I was the restaurant I wanted was gone. So I said, man, and they had a lot of reservations. And I was like, I wonder why they got so many reservations. That's why. Because the 150 is a lot.
Something's awry, man.
It's too much to not be good.
Wait a minute. What restaurant was gone?
The restaurant that I wanted in the Mastro's in Malibu or in Beverly Hills. All the restaurants I really wanted for Mother's Day were gone.
Booked up. You were booked mean? Up. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant they were like
no, they were
away.
Booked up.
Okay.
Or the bigger problem that I had is we went with Greg and Mel. Table for eight, crazy.
Yeah.
Table for four, I could have got my thing, but we had to go to the girls. And then the girls, you know, what can they eat? You know, because I wanted to go to Nobu. Nobu was available, but the girls, they can't do sushi. No, they can't do sushi.
They want and fries, chicken.
And everything prefix. Mm. I don't want prefix.
Yeah, this, you know what? It's every That's food egregious. Is now getting so overrated for me. Somebody was talking to me about, like, what's your Omar? He was asking me what my favorite restaurant was.
What'd you say?
I said, Omar, be honest. I don't know if I have a favorite restaurant here. Yeah. I was like, that's probably why I'm big, is because there's no, like, food that I'm, like, craving to have. I'm just eating to eat.
I love eating.
You know what restaurant hit this weekend and is undefeated? Salsa and Beer.
I tried to go for Cinco de Mayo, but my friends wanted to go somewhere else. We went to El Torito.
We just tried the taquito trio there. Them potato taquitos.
Their service just be trash, but they do be good. I tried to go Tuesday, but I didn't get to make it over though.
We went on Imar's birthday. It was perfect. We went early too. We waited like 10
birthday.
Minutes. It was on Saturday, the 9th.
The 9th. Happy birthday, Mar. You didn't tell me nothing, Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How old is she now?
She's 29.
I was about to I was going to be door. Like, she is 22, if that. She's a cherub.
I was laughing when you say that.
They're cherubs. I love how y'all's answer matches you all's respective spouses on the video I just posted. I'm going to post the next one later this week of how you and Melissa both said that y'all would go to that the other person would go to jail for road rage.
She said that about me?
Yeah, she did. You guys were like two peas in a pod.
I almost got in a fight at road rage. I told y'all. In Washington. Almost fought somebody
yes.
in road rage.
Yes.
And then we almost, I guess the Dallas thing earlier this or for Christmas is low key road rage.
Yes.
I gotta stop doing that. I can't get killed.
You can't. And then Josh and Imara were both like, this is a good question. They both, yes, this is a good question. I was like, is it? So y'all are becoming your significant others.
Man, me and Melissa, that I see it happening because that documentary I was telling you about that we watched, the moment I sat up, she sat up. Mm-hmm. Every question I had, she had. We were actually talking about this the other day because Isaiah is still very much a social butterfly. And I realized I used to be very social, go out, have fun. In the last 5 to 8 years,
you're becoming introverted.
I am more.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because I travel so much for shows.
I also think pandemic probably influenced that as well.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think because I'm on the road so much, I have, you know, we pay a lot to live in California. And I like to get my money's worth. I just want to be in here.
And you guys got a nice place to live, too. So yes, you want to be there.
And I pay a lot for it. Also, and I like my bed.
Also, I think fame made you introverted.
That
more
is
so
true
than anything.
That is true. That's one of the reasons people always ask me to move to Atlanta or Dallas or whatever. And one of the benefits of living where I live in L.A., but it's also it's leaving. I used to never get recognized anywhere. Like in my day-to-day life,
yeah,
on my walks this year, more and more I get recognized. I was talking about this before. When me and Melissa and Josh was in Atlanta last time, we was having lunch, Angel, and I see somebody about as close as I am from you right now standing up like this. And I'm just like, Josh and Liz are like, there's a person right there. And I look and they're like, okay. I said, like, I can see you.
They like.
And now, sometimes, me and Melissa was having lunch in wherever we were a few weeks ago. I'm talking about chopping it up. Person comes up. Hate to bother you. Listen, I got a pitch for you.
Oh, hallelujah.
This is going to be a plan that I know is going to work. Sorry about for everything y'all got going on. I'm telling you, I said, hey, brother.
Oh, then, yeah, you could never live in Atlanta because it's at least still here. You famous, but and this is not to diminish you. You're little famous because there's big. There's this nigga out here.
1,000%.
So that keeps you.
Keanu Reeves was at a restaurant we was at.
Yes. So it gives you.
John Wick.
Gives you some sort of like normalcy because there are so many people who have even greater fame that are in very close proximity to you.
Yes. I agree. I don't take it as no offense. You're absolutely right. And most people don't mean well, but people don't realize how many people have come up to you. And saying sorry to interrupt you.
And interrupting.
You
don't say sorry. I'm doing this. I know you don't want me. I know you don't want it. I'm not waiting for your consent.
I got to do it. I gotta say it, Kev. I don't know if I'm gonna get a chance to teach. I don't care that you and Melissa are having dinner. That's not my concern. I got an idea.
I got an idea. I got to tell you
right now.
Yeah.
But in LA, that rarely, and I think it's a little bit of the culture of LA. People be two part, what you said, and also people, they'll acknowledge you, but in other places, they be like, where I know you from?
Yeah, it doesn't, because they're just, for instance, I remember this moment in Breesha's wedding and I had to like remind myself, there were some people who were so excited when they saw Kelly Rowland, mm-hmm, right? Because she was one of the bridesmaids,
mm-hmm,
and they had them phones out and they were like, Miss Kelly, can we? And I was like, Breesha, I need you to get a hold of your guest. And
you don't play about that.
And she is so, Breesha did. And then I was like, or maybe Breesha was, she was like, I can't blame them because this is not reality for them. They're like, when you think we going to get the opportunity to be like, Miss Rowland, can I get a picture other than in this moment right now?
And that's why, for the most part, I have said this a million times. I accept that if I leave my home and I'm out in the world, this is part of my job. Mm-hmm. These people supported me for many years. Some people have supported me. Isaiah is about to be 20. They've been supporting me since he was 6.
Yeah.
5. Mm-hmm. 15 years. I get it. If I don't, and maybe you're right, Angel. And I be telling my friends and family this, like, when I'm with them, like, oh, you know, maybe my sister-in-law in South Carolina or my sister in North Carolina. Oh, let's go to wherever, Smoky Bones in Fayetteville.
Ooh, Smoky Bones.
Smoky Bones. I'd be like, y'all, I'm not going to have the same experience y'all going to have.
Right.
If we go to the trampoline park in Fayetteville, I'm not. Y'all can just watch y'all kids jump. I'm at work. Mm-hmm. And I can't not deliver, you know? So sometimes I'd be like, y'all go ahead. I love y'all. But it's my vacation. It's Crimmit time.
Crimmit time.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's part of the thing. I don't even know how we got on this.
We were talking about... They call Smokey Bones.
What was he talking about, Andrew? How we
you becoming... Your son is a social butterfly. That's and right. You're not. And I said fame is what does it.
I think so. And I think I think I do a good job. The moment I really struggle with, and this is just because it's very hard, red eye.
Nigga.
Off the flight.
It's the worst.
To Atlanta Airport, when I first get off that plane, and my breath is still last night.
Exactly.
I don't have a chance to get no mouthwash in the bathroom. And when you catch me before I can even go, like, I just woke up off of 2 or 3 hours of the worst sleep.
It's the worst.
And then people ain't trying to hear nothing. They don't care. Brother, I got to get this picture. I know you. And I'd be like, the lights are bright in the terminal.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, no, okay.
Yeah, you can barely open your eyes. You got crusties, and then, yes, your breath and is like...
My mouth been closed for 4 hours. Right,
and you still trying to talk with a closed mouth. Okay, girl.
That's what I'd be. I'd be like, no, thank you so much. I appreciate that support.
It's the worst. Yeah, it's the worst.
And I don't want to embarrass you or myself. Or the one time when Jay passed, I was crying in the airport. Big tears. And that person saw me, tapped me, seen the tears, like, oh, I'm so sorry, you okay? I said, yeah, cool. Can I get that picture with you?
That's the only thing.
Tears was rolling, Angel.
Listen, I'll take the you get me right off of a plane, even though I'm embarrassed. That's the one thing I ask people. People are like, when somebody was like, I didn't want to come up and say anything because I didn't want to bother you. I'm like, you can always.
You can always come talk to me.
I said, unless I am crying.
If I'm crying, I would be like, oh my.
Please don't come over here to me.
I had my back turned. I get it. You didn't understand.
Right.
But when I turn around and I'm talking about, at that time, Angel, I had inside, outside. And they were like, I'm so sorry. No. Could I get that picture? I said, well, y'all don't give a damn about me.
No.
If I seen Will Smith, I say, hey, Will, he turned around and he had tears. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm going to just go.
I'd be like, I would be like, can I pray for you right now?
I would do that.
Let me. Father God, everybody stretch your hands. Towards the terminal, Willie, right. Come on. To the terminal. Come on. This man is vexed, Lord. And we need you to wrap your loving arms around him. Be the father that the Fresh Prince didn't have.
Talk about it.
Be hilarious. Uncle Phil.
It just happened. The worst ever. This was in the grief show, but I took it out. Houston, Texas. Oh. Brother been dead 2 days. 3 days tops. This is Friday, funeral on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about it publicly. This lady stopped me. We was in the mall buying funeral kits for all my kids and all my siblings' kids.
Yes.
Funeral wear. This lady stopped me. Eyes wet. I wasn't crying, but very solemn time. Mm-hmm. And she stopped me. She said, man, I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry for everything that happened. I've been a big fan for many years. I love Jay. I'm so sorry you lost him. I said, wow, thank you. Listen, if I could just, and I know I shouldn't do this, but I don't live here. I probably never gonna see you again. If I could just get a picture with you. Melissa was right there. Melissa is a beautiful spirit, kind soul.
Arthur Fist.
All that day, Josh, Cyclops glasses couldn't have kept the red beams from coming out of her eyes on that lady. If you wouldn't mind, if I could just get a picture, I said, sure. I said, you know, this is the worst week of my life. And when I tell you, I'd love to see that picture because I know my smile was like.
You don't feel comfortable telling people no?
Absolutely not. And I never will.
I
In my mind, I think I would rather, I think it was Bun B, some rapper said this, if you don't feel like it, don't leave your house or your hotel if you don't feel like working. I'm so afraid of it being, Kev was mean to me, rude to me, blah, 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 blah. I don't think I've never said no in my life, and I don't think I ever will.
I think one day if you keep on your trajectory, yeah, you will. Or somebody, you'll assign someone to say no for you.
I ain't say that.
Yeah.
I said, I never said no. What that big Samoan man said, or that big man, when I had Conan, he said no for me. But if you catch me alone, no security, or if you, I can't, as I see the world today, I can't imagine it. But also, let me come in the back of the
so
venue.
That I can avoid.
Let me come in the back. All right, we love you guys. Bonus Friday. And
the main.
And the main Friday. Patreon, 2 tight hours on Friday. Next Tuesday, we'll be off. Josh, you're going to be out of town.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Again, whether you join the Patreon or not, even by watching, listening, sharing, commenting, watching the TikToks that either we post or the whoever runs the Here's the Thing fan page post, she be having the old cuts. I be watching that stuff like, these people are funny.
It's good.
I know she's a fan.
These desks are barren.
Yeah, I'm talking about the desk is, it be looking weird.
I know. I be like, it's apocalyptic.
It looks crazy.
It is.
But all your support matters. It all matters. We thank you for just being here for many years. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye. Here's another thing of fire. It's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Fire. Here's another thing of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.